The Mood Elevator. Take charge of your feelings. Become a better you. Written by Larry Sen. Narrated by Steve Carlson. Preface. I invite you to join me on a journey of understanding about a concept that can be life-altering, the Mood Elevator. I had been researching and gathering ideas for this book for several years, but had allowed a busy personal and professional life to keep me from completing it. Then one day we conducted an off-site meeting on personal purpose for all employees at my company, Sendelaney, a Heidrick & Struggles company. After taking the time to reflect on how I hoped to make a difference in the world, I concluded that my purpose was to provide understanding and inspiration to an ever-widening circle of people, beginning with my family, to live life at their best mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. As soon as I articulated that, I knew I needed to complete my book. I saw sharing these ideas with the world as one of the best ways to bring that purpose to life. I founded Sendelaney almost 4 decades ago, to fulfill a vision of enhancing the spirit and performance of organizations by systematically shaping their cultures. Today, it is widely recognized as the most successful culture-shaping consulting firm in the world. The Mood Elevator is just one of many concepts Sendelaney uses as part of its overall process to create thriving organizational cultures. The Mood Elevator has been enthusiastically embraced by hundreds of thousands of employees of Sendelaney clients around the world. Many of them have expressed a desire to learn more about the Mood Elevator and to share it with friends and loved ones. The book is designed for them as well as for others who may learn about the Mood Elevator for the first time through this book. While many ideas in the book are taught to clients in Sendelaney sessions, a number of the ideas and suggestions, including those about wellness, fitness, and healthy living, come as a result of my own personal life journey and do not necessarily reflect the views of Sendelaney or its work with organizations. My focus in writing The Mood Elevator is simply to benefit individuals by bringing them ideas I have discovered through my life experiences. My hope is that the book will help you take charge of your emotions and be a better you. Larry E. Sen. Chapter 1. The Mood Elevator. I know of no more encouraging fact than the unquestionable ability of man to elevate his life by a conscious endeavor. To affect the quality of the day, that is the highest of arts. Henry David Thoreau. Let me tell you a story about my friend John. I wonder whether you've ever known someone like him. In many ways, John is a lucky guy. He has a wonderful wife, 2 smart young kids, and an interesting job in the marketing division of a company we'll call Tip Top Products. In the eyes of many people, John's on top of the world. But as our story begins, John is feeling very upset. He has just left his office at Tip Top Products at closing time and is on his way home as usual. But he decides to stop for a few minutes at a nearby park to try to regain his composure. John is troubled because of a conversation he had just a few minutes earlier with a colleague named Fran. "Say, John," Fran remarked, poking her head into his office. "Have you heard the latest rumor about next year's budget? It's all over the company."
"Haven't heard a thing," John replied. "What's the scoop?"
"Well, it's just a rumor, of course, but the word is that the board is worried about this quarter's profit downturn. They're supposedly talking about downsizing, and from what I hear, your division might be on the chopping block."
John felt a knot beginning to form in his stomach.
"Really? Who told you that?"
Fran shook her head.
"I'm not supposed to say," she replied. "And it may turn out to be nothing, but I thought you'd want to know."
"Thanks, Fran," John answered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?